This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, online at cvilletomorrow.org. He joins me live in studio with the very latest on the budget. Getting to be a dirty word, the B word.
Tis the season, Coy, both at the state level, the local level, budgets everywhere.
Yeah, and of course the big news today is the recommendations coming down from the governor's office about some of his recommendations, which are, you know, huge furloughs for state employees, which everybody working at UVA is a state employee, so they could be fired for 5 days a year and with no pay, basically. That's what a furlough amounts to. And major cuts to education across the state.
I checked my voicemail, and the governor did not call and ask me about these proposals.
Maybe he'll call tonight, Brian.
You know, it's been interesting at the state level, Coy, because, you know, Governor Kaine submitted the budget at the end of the year as he was finishing his term. And then the new governor has to decide what they want to do on the budget front. Governor McDonald came in and said, I'm not going to submit a budget. Instead, we'll just work with what we have, and I'll work with the General Assembly, and we'll craft something. Now he's putting some specific proposals on the table. One of them that he did a 180 on that will seriously impact Albemarle County and the city of Charlottesville is the composite index. This is the budget calculation that decides how much funding you get, basically, from the state. And this composite index issue is, it gets adjusted every couple years for the different wealth. If your wealth is going up, then you start getting less money from the state. If your community's wealth is going down, you get more money, right?
Yeah.
So they readjust this thing every couple of years. And Albemarle County's wealth, as viewed from the state in this budget formula, is going up. And so that means Albemarle County's going to get about $5.2 million that it was expecting to get. It's not going to get. Because Governor Kaine had said, let's put a one-year moratorium on the change. McDonald came in, and his letter, which I read today, he said, you know what, we've been doing this 40 years. The community should expect, you know, every 2 years the number's going to shift, and the number's shifting. So local governments up in Northern Virginia are very excited today because they are going to get a lot more money than they were expecting.
Because the wealth is going down in Northern Virginia?
As viewed from, you know, the point in time when they take the snapshot of what the property values were and people's personal wealth and things like that. So
interesting. So over $5 million then not going to Albemarle County for everything, for schools.
That's for schools only.
Just for schools.
$5.2 million.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, you come in here and we talk about these issues as executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, but you also serve on the school board. So, I mean, what are some of the things on the table now that are being discussed for cuts for Albemarle County schools? Because this is going to be a mess, Brian. I mean, this is going to be messy.
There's never been anything like this, Coy, ever, as far as the cuts that the Albemarle County School Board, our staff, are looking at. And it's unfortunate for the community because they're getting shortchanged in this process. They don't have enough time to review the proposals being talked about. Some of these cuts that we're contemplating now, we thought were going to be in the second year of the budget, and there would be more time to sort of process them, get stakeholders involved, get the community's buy-in, get their understanding about why we're even putting some of these things on the table. Now, with this cut of $5.2 million from the state, actually the worst-case scenario that we're looking at is being about $10 million off of the revenues that we need to fund the superintendent's budget.
And what is the budget for the for Albemarle County Schools?
The budget as proposed by Dr. Moran, our superintendent, was about $146 million. And that's less than it is this current school year. So she was projecting a drop. She implemented about $5 million in cuts in her funding request to the school board. So she handed the school board a budget of about $146 million. Since she gave it to us, now we've got another $10 million drop in revenue.
So she's already cut it $5 million. Now she's got to figure out how to cut it $10
million. Right. $10 million more. So
we're cutting $15 million from the current budget.
Right.
Yeah.
And so everything is on the table. You ask what's on the table, it's what's not on the table. So class size, eliminating programs, charging for athletics, switching schedules at our high schools. And that's something that the community would normally be really involved in helping us make that decision. This got thrown on the table because of this change just last week. So the school board just had a conversation last week about it. And the public hardly knows what we're talking about or why this is being looked at. But a change in the high school schedule to go to what's called a modified block schedule would mean we need fewer teachers.
It's more like a college schedule, right?
So
in a way?
Yeah, it's a semester-based system, four classes during each semester. It saves money. I think our instructional leaders would say it's also good for education, but it's hard to make that argument and help people understand that in this climate because it comes across as a desperation move to save money.
Right.
I think in the end it will be a win-win, but it's going to take a lot of work for us to communicate about why we're doing it. Last night, the school board decided to implement that schedule. Last night, the school board decided to take four of our small elementary schools and have them share two principals. So basically eliminating two principals for next school year.
Wow.
Those two elementary schools will be paired and share a principal. So we're looking at pretty drastic things.
So we're talking then about a public school that doesn't have a principal at it
The
time.
No instructional leader in the building except for you would have a lead teacher. I mean, our staff is so committed to making things work and we'll make the best of it. But I'm bringing this up as an example of tough decisions that are being made in a pretty rushed fashion. Because tomorrow night, the Albemarle County School Board has to sign off on
the budget. The process is already underway, right?
We have to hand Mr. Tucker, the county executive, our funding request. Because next week, he has to hand his to the Board of Supervisors. And March 3rd is the next public hearing. So anybody out there in Albemarle County that's interested in both county budget issues, libraries, public safety, roads, transportation, or schools, March 3rd's the next opportunity to weigh in.
That's
the big night.
That auditorium will fill up and everybody has an opportunity to go to the microphone and say, I think you should cut this or I think you shouldn't cut this.
That's right.
We're talking with Brian Wheeler. He is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. It's online at cvilletomorrow.org. And Stephen's been waiting very patiently on line one in Charlottesville. Stephen, you're on with Brian. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious if Mr. Wheeler would like to talk about why he voted against the bill that's going through the legislature right now that Rob Bell sponsored that would give the school $2 million, and we could really use that right now, and I'd just like to hear his opinion on that. I'll go ahead and hang up. Thank you.
Stephen, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We got a line open at 977-1070. That, of course, has been big news a lot lately, and I was going to have a bunch of folks on from the Albemarle County School Board to talk about that very issue. But before we go back to the budget, if you want to address that.
Just briefly, it was a split vote by the Albemarle County School Board in December. I voted against it for several reasons. One, and most importantly, for the first time ever, after we started sort of threatening to pursue this, I started getting phone calls from city councilors, city school board members, saying, Brian, we got the message. Let's sit down and talk and figure out how we can work better together and do schools, you know, more efficiently, more effectively. That was the message I wanted to hear from them. So that,
because you weren't really hearing that.
No,
previously
I wasn't. Yeah. So that was tremendous progress, and I was ready to celebrate and say, okay, great, let's have a joint meeting and let's start figuring that out. I had three members of the Board of Supervisors tell me to drop it. They said, Brian, if you guys pursue this, the city council will just come after us and extract $2.6 million from some other agreement. It'll be a zero-sum game, and the county taxpayers will not benefit at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You may think you're getting a short-term fix to the schools.
But they'll take the money out from somewhere
else.
But
it'll come from somewhere else, and then we'll come and get that from you because you shouldn't have gone after it.
Yeah.
Those are the two big reasons. I think it's a great question. That said, the school board is pursuing it. We're hoping to hear today whether that budget amendment from Rob Bell makes crossover and goes to the Senate. I don't know what its prospects are on the Senate side. And as it was originally written, it would not help us this school year. As written, it would help us in 2012, fiscal year 2012, because, as I started at the beginning of the program, everyone thought coming into this budget that the composite index was going to be, the adjustments would be on a moratorium. So Rob Bell wrote his budget amendment to not take effect the first year, but take effect the second year. So it doesn't even help us this year.
So even if it passes, nothing's going to happen for a few years.
Unless they changed it at the last minute, and I don't know if that happened. But no, it does. And even if it did help, we're still looking again. Worst case, $10 million we've got to make up. 2.6 would help a lot. I agree.
So for the record, the people on the Albemarle County School Board who voted against it weren't voting against trying to figure out a way to get more money for their schools and out of some, laying down to city schools or the city. They were, as I see it, they were doing the politically savvy thing. Let's not play all our cards at once. Let's basically put this forward and see what we can get them to the table and come up with some ways to combine some services and get some money that way before you start rushing off to Richmond to do something.
Yeah, well, Charlottesville is our neighbor. We cooperate with them on a number of fronts on the school division. And I think that relationship's important. And I think, again, there were opportunities, I think longer-term opportunities, to save tens of millions of dollars by doing things better together. That said, I also understand, where my colleagues were coming from. They felt like, these are desperate times. We've got to turn over every rock, look for every dollar possible.
Yeah.
And in this climate, they felt like they needed to do what was right for Albemarle County taxpayers by looking for that money.
But the truth is, if that passes, isn't it the case? Because I've heard from somebody else, the city really will just sit down and figure out, okay, we're putting this money into something with the county here. We'll just pull it out.
Mayor Norris has gone on the record and said he has asked for a list of agreements with Albemarle County where they can start trying to extract the money. So that process is underway in City Hall to identify where to balance the ledger again.
Yeah, from the city's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, which of course, that's what they will do. I mean, if this passes. Yeah, it's very interesting. Politics and money. It's very interesting.
Great question.
Yeah, it is a good question. Stephen, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue our conversation with Brian Wheeler when we get back. It's 49 minutes after 4, 11 before 5. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's rejoin our conversation with Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, online at sevilletomorrow.org. So the budget, that whole process is underway. Folks need to keep in mind March 3rd, it's a Wednesday night, big public hearing at the Albemarle County office building where everyone will have an opportunity to come forward and speak their piece.
And wearing my Charlottesville Tomorrow hat, I just want people to come and participate. And don't underestimate the importance of being there and saying something. We have a number of new supervisors who will be sitting in their first public hearing on a budget. And voices carry a lot of weight. Rodney Thomas is a newly elected member representing the Rio District. He sat through the entire school board work session last week.
Oh, good for him.
So it was...
That's impressive.
And, they're trying to get their heads around these financial challenges, too. And they know that the challenges are going to be immense. But I've seen over the 5 years we've been doing Charlottesville Tomorrow, and even before that, Coy, the power of citizens' voices in front of elected officials. And it can really make a difference.
And sometimes it really does work.
People, and you get 3 minutes, your back is turned to the crowd. So you need to think of it as just having a conversation with five or six people right in front of you.
Yeah.
And just tell them what's on your mind. You don't have to have prepared remarks. You don't have to type it out in advance. You can just walk up there and say what's on your mind.
March 3rd is the big night at the Albemarle County office building. Your opportunity to be heard in this budget process. When's the thing all said and done?
Well, there are a number of...
Like, when do they sign off on a budget?
Well, for the supervisors, what they will need to do is go through a number of work sessions throughout March. And after they have those, they will have to decide to what tax rate they want to advertise. So they will come up with a tax rate. The current assumption in the budget that Mr. Tucker will present is to maintain the existing tax rate, which is 74.2 cents. Keep in mind, 10 cents goes to the city for revenue sharing. So really, Albemarle County is operating on 64.2 cents. And that is in effect at keeping the current tax rate because all of our property values have gone down in the county. It's a tax cut. It's a reduction.
Yeah. If you leave the rate the same because the property values have gone down,
right,
you're paying less tax.
Right. So one of the things the public will hear about in the course of this dialogue is what is the equalized tax rate. That's something that's come up the past couple years. And that's the rate that would, in effect, bring in the same amount of revenues that the county had under the old tax rate. Because property values are going down, what would you have to adjust it to sort of equalize things so that the taxpayers are paying about what they paid the year before?
Yeah.
That rate is about 76.6 cents, so a little higher. So that's another rate you'll hear about, and then there'll probably be other proposals up or down. in the discussion. So the supervisors set that tax rate. That is advertised for a separate public hearing that will happen in April. But all these budgets get finished up in April, assuming the General Assembly gets their budget done in March. So knock on wood.
April. Okay. Goodness gracious. And folks have plenty of opportunity to get involved. WINA's Jay James is on line one. Jay, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Corey, listen, first of all, man, tell Mike Bisseglia, our executive producer, put this in a promo. The best radio show in Charlottesville. Charlottesville right now. Dig it, because I do. Hey, a couple things real quick for Brian in his role, not only with Charlottesville Tomorrow, but also the county budget and everything, all the concerns that we collectively have with the schools. So serving on our Albemarle County School Board. Also, technically, if you can put his microphone in phone, because I can't hear him through the phone line right now.
Good deal.
But there you go. All right. So, Brian, just want to kind of put it out there for you guys, because I'll probably use whatever you say in our show, too. But, you know, there's this proposal for Albemarle High School to move to a different status from its classification with athletics because of the trips and the travel and the monetary burden on the parents.
Yep.
And just kind of want to get your thoughts, even though, you know, kind of representing a lot of folks in the Western Albemarle area, I know a lot of the people in the community we've heard from are pretty concerned and support Albemarle in trying to find a way to kind of offset some of that. And now the current budget situation and the shortfall with Dr. Moran's budget, maybe now is the time that this finally happens for parents who have kids at Albemarle. But just kind of wanted to see, as a school board member, what you thought.
We talked about that last night, Jay, and the issue is that Albemarle High School is in AAA. The other local high schools are AA. That means Albemarle High School has to travel a lot further, hours, to get to some of its away games. And that is a huge burden on families in those communities.
What's the difference besides the travel, AA versus AAA?
It's for the bigger schools. So AAA schools are bigger.
Oh, I gotcha.
Albemarle High School is our biggest high school. So that enrollment level pushes them up into that class.
I got it.
In the Virginia High School League. We talked about it last night as a board. We didn't reach a final decision, Jay. It'll be talked about more probably tomorrow night and into next week. The kicker here is the parents that are asking for that, I fully understand where they're coming from. I don't want their kids traveling late at night either and getting, you know, messed up on their studies. The problem is we'd have to redistrict 300 kids to our other two high schools, Monticello and Western.
So you'd have to take kids out of Albemarle to bring them down to a AA status.
That's right. So, and unfortunately now, because of the budget situation we're in, Jay, we have no capital money in the pipeline that's visible in the next decade. And so if
to redistrict.
To add on to places like Western Albemarle. The Crozet growth area is right next to Western Albemarle High School. We just expanded Brownsville Elementary at their doorstep. So as Crozet grows, and if we put a couple hundred, 150, let's say we put half the kids there from Albemarle High School, send them to Western, my fear is in a couple of years, we're just going to have to move them right back because there's not going to be any capacity at Western Albemarle. We just renovated Albemarle High School. We got rid of all the trailers that were out back. So we've tried to make that a better facility for a large enrolled group there. My answer, Jay, is there's not an easy answer to this. I'm not persuaded that saving $32,000, which is the budget savings, we would only save $32,000 on transportation cost, is worth the difficulty we would put families through to make this work. I think it's really a battle that has to be fought at the VHSL level. And I would challenge them, if they are listening, they need to look at the big picture of what is going on with the economy and with the budgets for the state and for education. And they need to come to the table and say, how can we help do athletics better? What can we do, Albemarle County? Because you're in our backyard. This is where VHSL is headquartered. They should be coming to us and saying, how can we help you? How can we help Albemarle High School get an exemption to play its local teams instead of driving up to Northern Virginia in these tough economic times?
That's ridiculous that these kids have to go up there that far just to play a high school game.
Now, it's easy for me to say. The feedback I get from knowledgeable people like Fitz Barnes, the athletic director at Monticello High School, is that that dog doesn't hunt. VHSL has never been responsive to those kinds of arguments. But these are unprecedented times. If Albemarle County is looking at adding students in the classrooms, taking away principals and making schools share them, we're doing difficult things here to balance the budget. I would encourage the VHSL and the public to really channel their energy towards getting an exemption for Albemarle from the VHSL.
Jay, thank you for the call. Brian Wheeler is online at SeavilleTomorrow.org. Joins us every week to talk a little growth and development. And, of course, now the budget for our communities here in Central Virginia. A tough issue. There is no easy solution. But the only answer is going to come if everybody comes to the table and participates in this conversation. March 3rd is the big night for the big discussion at the county office building. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.